Where is the freedom in your heart and soul? The freedom is in the alignment with the earth, with the alignment with the sun and the moon and the stars. The surrender to the universal forces and the allowing of that well-being, which creates the clarity and the vision and the harmony. It allows the innate living in alliance with nature and with the earth and with Father Sky.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I wish to continue the last channel. We sit in an ancient hut, a place where life existed many, many years ago. In a circle, we are. And we continue the message we had before. And it is about freedom. I want you to think for a moment. Have you lived before? Is this a concept that is too strange? Or do you embrace that there is a system for souls? Do you think it really makes sense for one life, one soul, to come through this planet and then leave? And have another one come and leave, and another one come and leave? Or is it possible that there is a system of knowledge and wisdom that would allow for learning through lifetimes? And that the whole system and the reasoning for it is that souls would inhabit human bodies lifetime after lifetime and accumulate experiences and therefore wisdom. Dear ones, this is a benevolent, beautiful system. It's one that you know of when you're not here. And so I want to broach a subject, and it's about freedom of the Akash. Now, we started the last channel by asking you to recall or remember, perhaps, the potential or possibility that you went through suffering. That perhaps every single human in this circle, or even listening to these words, has an Akash that is peppered, filled with things in an old energy, things that don't happen anymore like that, to a general population of the planet. But at one time, it was normal. That lifetimes were short and some didn't make it at all. That there was constant war and invasion, and suffering, and famine, and that you were part of it. What has happened in the energy of this planet, especially in these last few years, is a total and complete recalibration of the energy. It starts here. The generations that come from you will be born in a fresh land, in a fresh energy. But the old souls that I speak to right now have a chance for what I will call Akashic freedom. And that is the freedom in order to cast off anything that was filled with the old suffering or the old energy. We mentioned the famine houses so that you could see it right now with your own eyes and understand that these things are fresh, very fresh. And then an old energy, humanity did not seem to learn much. We have spoken of this time and time again. Truly, the consciousness that is beat down and never, ever evolved creates the same dysfunction over and over. And it's tough to go anywhere that is evolved. Suddenly, that is changing. And that is why so many things on the planet right now look either odd, or sometimes the old energy, you see it now and you never did before. Personal habits are starting to shift and change. Many humans, especially old souls, are starting to question who they were, what they did, why they did it. You might call it an awakening. We simply say a freshness, a light that comes in. And that is what many are experiencing, perhaps even some listening to this now. It's almost like the sun comes out when it never came out before. It's an opportunity, a freshness, a freedom of the Akash. Now is the time to start understanding that your Akash actually may posture who you are. Do you stress all the time? Do you have things in the past that you know, perhaps you didn't experience, but it's almost like you did? And it seems to beat you up in some way, to lay upon you. Perhaps it stifles the fun you would have, or doesn't let you have the peace that you know others around you do. And it's all in there, lifetime after lifetime, perhaps of suffering or expectations of things that are less than you have. Akashic freedom for you truly means that you're able to dismiss those things with the knowledge they are not going to happen again to you. This is a new kind of energy that will promote a more commensurate wisdom with the planet and with each other. And it really is new. It is so new, dear ones, that the gyrations of learning are still in progress, the flip-flops between that which is old and new still occurring, the fence-sitting that people are going through that we have spoken of before. It is a time of tremendous change, and you're going to see even more of it, not just in your own lives, but in your own countries, in your politics, and what the world does with the world. This is new. You will see it everywhere. You'll see the old. Some will say, well, things never change, and that's because they only look at the old. The new sometimes is not even reported, because it's not necessarily something that is seen as anything different from that which occurred once in a while. But now it's starting to occur all the time. There is an integrity starting to come forth that never was before. People are starting to understand things they never did before. There may even be wisdom. This is the freedom of the Akash. So when you think about the things perhaps you went through, I want you to see them diminishing in that which is your Akashic record. And I want you to start to think of the things which were celebrations in the past as coming forward. And that is going to be in your dreams, and that is going to be in your life. It's the promise of wisdom. Wisdom brings a better life. You will not make the mistakes you made before. You will know better. And that also creates that which we call that countenance or personality of a master, where you stop worrying and you see the world differently. It's no longer a threat because you're in control. You're in control of that which is the compassion and the love around you and in your own life. There are those who will say, well, Kryon, that sounds great, but I can't control the ones around me. And I ask you this, why is it necessary to control the ones around you? Your peace is derived from you, not from them. And as you understand that you are worthy of this, then you start to understand that you carry your own sunlight. You carry your own light wherever you go. And eventually those around you who don't understand or perhaps are negative will see the light through you and start to change because you show them an example of peace, of balance, of what it can be like without worry, without stress. This is the new human. It starts here. It starts now. You sit in an ancient place as a reminder and an honoring of what humans have gone through in order for you to stand here, in order for you to live this life. That is why you stop here, and that is why you honor the history that you honor. The land shakes your hand. It smiles and knows because it was waiting for this. The earth, dear ones, Gaia, is in more of a cooperative framework today than ever before for you to move ahead with a different energy than you've ever had before. This is real. It is the new truth of the earth. I ask you to feel it now. As Gaia nods and shakes your hand and pours the energy that is pure right from this place. Oh, it has seen so much. Think of what it has seen right here. For you to stand here now, in this, what you call the modern times, as the shift begins on the planet and the new human starts to be developed. And so it is.